In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict some dialogue we're going to hear in the TV shows now that the writers are on strike. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Horace W. Goldsmith Foundation, supporting the Museum of Modern Art in Midtown Manhattan. Information at MOMA.org. The William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at WTGrantFoundation.org. And Princess Cruises, sailing worldwide to destinations like Europe, Asia, the South Pacific, and South America. Princess Cruises escaped completely. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer, DJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abid. Now, panel, let's hear some dialogue from the shows of the future that will be done without writers. First, Paul Provenza.
Yes, this will be an episode of the series 24. 10-14. Anything happened yet? 10-15. Nah. 10-16. Now? 10-17. Nah, still nothing.
Jerry O'Connor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gray, and you're finally going to get to see my anatomy.
And Tom Baudet.
My name is Earl, and this is a 32-ounce Colt 45. I got just one question for you, punk. Are you feeling lucky?
Well, if we hear any of those things on TV panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Paul Provenza, Kerry O'Connor, Tom Baudet. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.